The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hello and welcome to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke. I'm Artistic Director of Art Center Stage at the Art Center in Carrboro. And today we're talking about 10 by 10 in the Triangle. We have Meredith Soucy, Jules James, and Alex Jackson. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming and being on the show. Yeah. So 10 by 10 in the Triangles in its 14th year. And we'll get to that in a moment. But first, I'd just like to chat with you guys about how you got started doing what you're doing with theater, whatever it is, artistic that you like to do. We'll start with Merida.
Okay, thanks. Well, I have been acting for more than half of my life now. And studied it in high school, throughout college, went on tour with a couple of companies, and then landed in Chapel Hill and Carrboro area.
What were those companies?
The National Theater of the Deaf.
Oh, yeah. You
know. And Cleveland Sign Stage Theater.
Ooh.
We performed in both spoken English and American Sign Language.
Nice.
So it was pretty cool. It was very difficult because you had to... If you're voicing for various characters on stage and you're also signing, sometimes what you're signing with your hands isn't exactly what you're actually saying, especially if you're speaking for other characters. It was really confusing.
Oh, my goodness.
You had to start thinking about the language as, like, choreography, basically.
Right.
Or at least that's how it worked for myself.
Right.
But anyway, so, I ended up in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and started doing theater in the area. And that was around 2001. And so, I guess soon after Lyndon Harris started the 10 by 10, I was an assistant director with Thomas King, TK.
Oh.
And that's how I kind of got my foot in the door and then became a director for a couple of the pieces.
Yeah.
So, I've been doing it for a little while. Mm-hmm. When did 10 by 10 start?
I think 2001, because it's the 14th year, 2015.
Wow,
so, I think that was the first year.
Yeah. So I've done it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
And you're also an actor, and you're also a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Short films. We want to put a shout out for North Carolina filmmakers.
Yes. Here.
And you studied that too, right?
I did. I started studying. I kind of self-studied for a little while, editing, and then went to the Center for Documentary Studies and. Learned more about editing and production and lighting and storytelling and that in the documentary sense. But my goal was never really to... I love making short documentaries. I love it. But that wasn't my goal. My goal was to be able to actually direct and produce a short narrative fiction film.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm in production with my second one.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Eventually, I hope to make a feature. So that's like my next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Make sure you put a 40-something lady in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I am a 40-something lady.
I
will be riddled with
Might just be called 40-something ladies. We're already writing it as we go. Thank you.
Jules, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started doing what you're doing? You are also a director and a dramaturg. You do kind of all-around theater.
Right.
People might not know what dramaturgy is.
I know. Well, so a dramaturg, that's always good. I think for 10 by 10, the most relevant component of that is that some of these are new plays.
Mm-hmm.
These are plays that are having their sort of first premiere within the context of the festival. And so that's certainly what drew me to it. As a director, I've done more work sort of with long-term published plays, doing that through the university. But as a dramaturg, I work with new plays and new playwrights, which is a way to try and be an extra eye in the room, to help with questions of structure. Also, you know, having an idea and then putting it down on paper are sometimes very two different things. And so how do you start to imagine theatrically? Mm-hmm. So dramaturgs are sort of a helpful person to do that. Since I'm also a director, that's an extra sometimes help. Sometimes not so much, depending on the playwright. But to try and think about it in what are all the facets of theater that you can use beyond beyond text as well, which is something that really interests me. I came through, my MFA is from the University of Texas at Austin, and I came to North Carolina to do a PhD in performance studies, which is where I got introduced to performance of literature, which is my 10 by 10 has a kind of interesting approach to story and narrative. Mm-hmm. And so that's what attracted me to it. But it's my first time directing at 10 by 10. Yeah. Yay. So I've been doing theater for a long time in the Triangle. I just finished doing a show at Man Bites Dog, which is a fairly new play called The Fairy Tale Lives of Russian Girls by Meg Moroshnik. And so I was really happy to have something over the summer to kind of get a chance to do and to do it in Carrboro, because it's amazing sometimes when you work in Durham, it seems an insurmountable distance to then work in Carrboro, which is where I started working in Carrboro Chapel Hill when we first got here. So it was, you know, it's nice to keep meeting and re-meeting actors and directors and playwrights in our Triangle community when sometimes we can get sort of set off separately with that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Alex, how about you? Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys started?
It all started in sixth grade. Seriously, it really did. Yeah. That was like the first time I actually started acting. And then I kind of just continued on off and on really throughout school. And then I went on to college and I ended up actually majoring in chemistry. So I majored in chemistry and, you know, I would sneak off and take some arts classes and theater classes, and chemistry people frowned at me very, very hard. But, kept trying and kept working and whatnot. So here I am today at the Arts Center. Tried out for some things a little while back and just didn't have the availability and just wasn't the right time. So now here I am, 10 by 10, and it's my first time. So.
Yeah.
I have a question. Are you still leading the double life of chemistry and artistry?
Yes.
You are.
I work at a pretty nice pharmaceutical company, Biogenidet. Shout out to Biogen.
There are a number of folks in the Triangle, I think, that, I mean, we have sort of, I can think of a number of actors that have led that double life fairly successfully in that sense, that they're really feeling that they're getting something professionally, they work for companies that they like, and then they also, you know, sort of help sustain their art process, and lots of people working both sides of the coin, so that's how we get it done.
It's definitely a passion, you know, definitely a passion of mine, and, working, keeps me fed, but
that's always good.
If your passion can feed you, that'd be great too.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe you can get them to hire you to do like their corporate training videos and voiceovers and stuff. You got to get on that list.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. Right before we go to break, can you tell me just a little bit, just tell me a brief why you love theater?
I love theater really because I can tell a story, and it's being able to convey that story across, different galleries, So it's storytelling. Mm-hmm. It's the art of storytelling. That's why I like theaters. So.
I like the fact that it requires a conscious choice of people to be together, both of the actors and of the audience. Mm. It's not something, we have so many ways that we can just kind of dip in and out of worlds, like as I sit away from my phone and feel very disconnected from that. But I didn't just sort of fall into it. Mm. I have to choose. I have to choose to buy a ticket. I have to choose to go to someplace. And I have to choose to sit and give of that time. And I think that's a real opportunity to both connect people and one that we don't take enough of, and sort of theater offers us a chance to really do it and get something intangible back from it, as well as the thing that we intended to go for, whatever that was that drew us to the theater in the first place.
Right, and only the audience and those actors and whoever's in that space can experience connection at that time, and that is really special to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also really love, like, the artistic forces that come together in the process that you have. You know, this whole creative side, and you're drawing from life experiences, but there's this technical aspect.
Right.
And all of these people are coming from different directions. And watching that all come together into this wave, you know, that's going to wash over some hopefully appreciative audience. It's really exciting to me.
That's great, you guys. We are talking today about 10 by 10 in the Triangle, which is coming up at the Art Center this July. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Art Spot. Welcome back to The Art Spot. We are talking today about 10 by 10 in the Triangle, which is coming up at the Art Center July 10th through the 26th. And we're going to chat right now with Meredith Sousey, Jules James, and Alex Jackson. I always want to call you Alexander. Alexander okay. Jackson. about the plays that they're doing. Alex is an actor, so he's in three plays. Both Jules and Meredith are directors. So, Alex, do you want to start talking about the plays that you're in?
I'm in some pretty good plays, I think. Well, of course. Yeah.
So, and you are very good in them already in advance.
Broken is a play, it's a political play, and it takes place in a prison. Two guys trying to get out, mm-hmm. and it's pretty desperate. Stop and Frisk is another political play, I'd say, and it's pretty powerful. It's a powerful piece. You know, gives a good perspective on both sides, on like who's right, who's wrong, who can stop the situation from going any further, who can take the situation to a better place or even worse place. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good, so mm-hmm. it gives you something to think about. And work is just a it's a comedy. It's exactly what it is. It's just like going to work. It's a comedy.
Oh, yeah. Comedy of errors
comedy
sometimes.
It's tragedy. It's all of those things. It's rolled up into one.
It is good. Yeah. It's good. Yeah, those are all really great plays.
Yeah.
Really.
But it's pretty funny, you know, trying to, you know, combine all three of these things into one. Mm-hmm. It's something I've never done before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I've always had, you know, one script and this is it, mm-hmm. this is that. So it's very challenging and mm-hmm. it's very fun and rewarding too. So
yeah, it's really rewarding too for the audience because they're always amazed. Like, I saw that guy do that play and then he did that play and then he was in that play. And they're like, wow, he did all those different characters. I mean, they're always like really impressed. And they're like, well, that's what we're doing. That's acting.
Well, you sometimes only get a chance to see that over the course of a season. Exactly. So the idea of seeing it like in a course of a night.
That's true.
And I think that really shows the sort of flexibility, immediate flexibility that an actor has to do. And that's difficult. Both a 10-minute play is hard to write.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has its challenges to direct. And it's a challenge as an actor, right? Yeah. Because it's very sort of tight. Mm-hmm. And you have to sort of make a choice and, you know, invest in it fully. And then if you're doing multiple ones, then you have to make another choice and invest mm-hmm. in that fully and be just as believable and just sort of invested in those circumstances as the other things.
That's right. It's not easy.
Yeah, and it seems like you would have to find, I mean, and eventually you'll have to do this, Alex, that you have to find your rhythm for each individual piece, but then you have to find the rhythm for the entire show because it is a whole.
Right.
You
know?
I'm like bubbling for tech.
You know what I mean? That comes together at tech.
You get to see everybody else's plays together. And it's like, you know, put together. And it's like,
Right.
And you, I mean, not to make you hence or question Geralyn, but I mean, when you're making the order, you're thinking about, I mean, there's very specific kind of technical concerns, it seems like, that have to be considered, like how much time between one actor doing that.
And
since all of these actors are doing three pieces at once, you know, but I also think there's an arc that you're trying to shape for the audience as well.
That's
so how to,
you
know.
It's a little bit of a juggling, but absolutely, I try to think, what would make the most sense for an evening? You want to start off strong. You want to start off with something that's going to be to get their attention. I think we start with work, and then we kind of move, you know, from that. We don't want to get too serious too soon, but then we have some serious ones. And then, again, the second act is the same. It kind of starts off with something that's going to catch their attention, and then we go to more serious stuff, and then we end. So, yeah, you have to kind of take them on a journey.
Yeah.
You don't want to be too, I don't know. Yeah, you just have to think of the flow.
Well, this is how producing is essentially dramaturgy as well, because it's got to have some sort of sense of organization as well as some sort of a larger story that you want the audience to tell. Not that every play means something immediately next to one another, but they're going to mean something because they're put next to one another.
Right.
So you have to be sort of thinking about it.
Mixed take.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's great.
Mixed take. That's right.
For those of you who don't know what mixtapes are, the set, right, there used to be these things called tapes.
So, yeah. Jules, do you want to talk about your play, The Third Person?
Yeah, it's hard because I don't want to kind of give it away. But I think I'll just say that we sort of took a bit of what I felt was suggested by the playwright, which is not necessarily written in the script, which is this sort of film noir-esque quality to it. And that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Turner Classic Movies, for having a whole summer of every Friday night for 24 hours. They run film noirs sort of back to back to back. And that's been helpful for one of the actors who's fairly young and not necessarily knowing a lot about that style.
Right.
But to be able to have a kind of reference there and still keep to what I, you know, is a, it's not a period piece. But we've sort of given it a bit of an aura. And working with a projection designer, right? So we have some technical aspects or possibilities that even for short plays and small plays that allow us to kind of be expansive, which was really exciting.
Yeah.
So,
Thank you. Yeah, this new this year, and we're the whole set is new. So I think it'll have a fresh look, which is good. That's what I'm excited about because it was getting a little stale. Anyway, Meredith, your play is called Couples Therapy.
Couples Therapy by Matt Crowley. I think that's how you pronounce his name, Crowley or Crowley. I don't know. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, Matt. And it's a dark romantic comedy. I don't want to give too much away, but it's about a married couple who take a walk and hash out some issues.
Which is the drama of everyday life, right? You know?
That is good.
It stars Julie Oliver and Fred Corlett. And they're both hilarious and vibrant people as well as actors and very generous actors. And they make it theirs.
Right.
So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I think we have some really, I mean, I think all the plays this year are really strong. And I think one thing that you said, Jules, you know, these 10-minute plays are hard to write. And to really write an actual play that doesn't feel like it's taken from a larger piece or just like a sketch, it actually tells a story in 10 minutes that take characters from one place and they go to a different place by the end. It's really hard to do well. We got this year like about 525 plays.
Wow.
We get anywhere between 500 and 700 plays. So sifting through those, you get a lot of stuff that's really bad.
I read like 40 of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I read some of them too. But and I think it's hard. It's hard too, because I think exactly what you say is that a good 10-minute play is also one that doesn't feel like it's pulled from another work, but it also feels like it could go somewhere. Mm. And that's a really hard balance to strike. I always like to, even when I'm reading a full-length play, I always think of the very end as the beginning of the next play,
right?
I want, if I'm invested in those characters or if there's an arc that's really interesting, when I leave, I both think that there's a conclusion, but I also go, wow, what could happen next?
Absolutely.
So, but for 10 minutes, that's also really really hard and hard to teach, like a monologue too. Monologues aren't just stories, right? There's a very particular craft to it. So I would say too that I give my hats off to people who really use this form as a way to teach themselves about playwriting, because I think it's harder sometimes to write under constraint.
Right. Absolutely. That's right. So I mean, I think we knocked it out of the park this year. We'll see. We'll be right back and we'll tell you how you can get tickets to the 10x10 in the Triangle, which is coming up this July.
Come see us.
Yes.
You're listening to The Art Spot. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Art Spot. We are talking today about 10x10 in the Triangle, which is coming up at the Arts Center July 10th through the 26th. You can get tickets by visiting our website, which is artcenterlive.org. You can call the box office at 919-929-2787, or you can visit the Art Center. We're open virtually almost all business hours, in the evenings, weekends, daytime. Box office is open. You can buy them in person. So that's at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, North Carolina. We just got a few minutes left, and I just wanted to chat about if you're enjoying yourselves doing 10 by 10, and what opportunities it affords you to do 10 by 10.
I'm enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. 10 by 10 is pretty much a good exposure for me. You know? I am really excited, you know, because different plays, different playwrights, it's a national festival, so.
Yeah, I would say that it's another chance, like I'd said earlier, to reconnect with a theater community that, again, you know, working in Durham, sometimes don't get to see lots of people who work regularly in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. So to see them, to also get to work with an artistic staff, so the technical staff, which are, you know, only there are multiple actors doing multiple shows. These designers are also designing all 10 shows and working with us individually and sort of asking about what we need and how we're doing it. And then I also think trying to keep a sense of continuity and, you know, under constraint, but trying to be very creative in those constraints.
Right,
so
right.
I'm just, you know, already in advance, we haven't hit tech yet, but I'm going to give a shout out and a thank you for that, because I think it takes both a particular mind for a designer to do that, but also to be able to kind of come into that situation and be flexible, but still have a vision, have a kind of sense of strong choices that they would make.
Yeah, we've got a great design staff. This year, I think it's very exciting. They rarely get, you know, the shout outs or the accolades that they should. You know, the set and whatever you see on stage wouldn't be there. You would just have actors in street clothes and, you know, in a blank, bare stage, and it'd be really boring.
And no projection.
No.
Well, it might not be totally boring.
No, it wouldn't be, but it wouldn't have the same, you know, feel.
Groove.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. So how do you get in touch and hire the design staff? I'm curious how the designers come on board.
Yeah, I know people and I ask. I either ask people that have done 10 by 10 before, like Laura Lindsay, our lighting designer, has done 10 by 10 before. Joseph has also done, he's our video designer. He's also done 10 by 10 as a lighting designer and worked with me in the past as both video projection designer and as a lighting designer.
There are some students that are coming, right?
We have interns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're interns that are like rehearsal ASMs helping out.
Yeah.
And then we have some tech interns that are students. But everybody else is an adult person out of school. But they're good. I mean, you know, and they work really hard. They do 10 plays. They're, you know, so it's great.
Yeah.
We ask a lot of them.
Experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That for me has been like the good part of 10 by 10, like especially throughout the years, is just getting a little bit of experience directing for the stage. And I can feel myself like after several years is, you know, relaxing and kind of trusting my instincts. And, you know, I remember like the first time I directed one, I was just like, must be this way. Picture not right, you know? And now I'm like, oh, that's great. Perfect. You know, it's nice to feel myself like relax and not take it too seriously. It's a lot of fun for me. Now.
Yeah, right. That collaborative nature. You have to have a vision, but also what your actors bring to it, and you're shaping it with who you have in front of you. And it alters what your vision might have been, but not radically.
Right.
You're still leading that vision, but you're able to, you know, go with the flow more.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah. That's awesome. So we're going to wrap up. Thanks so much, you guys, for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. 10 by 10 in the Triangle will be at the Art Center in Carrboro, North Carolina. July 10th through the 26th, we have the Playwrights Gala, which is on July 18th. That will be catered, pre-show catered by Vimala. Vimala Curry Blossom Cafe.
The best place on earth.
Yes. Yeah. So anybody with tickets on the 18th can get that pre-show reception. We'll have a Q&A with some visiting playwrights who will be in town to see the play. And if you can't make the 18th, we have lots of shows. Tickets are on sale at the Art Center website. You can call our box office at 919-929-2787. Or you can visit us at the Art Center, which is 300 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro. Thanks so much for listening to The Art Spot. And remember, stay creative.